Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for this magnificent owner's manual, this magnificent book, that if we'll believe this book, we can do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this glorious book. Now, as I teach the Word today, may you anoint your Word with power. May it go forth and touch the lives of men and women's hearts so that they may change from their wicked ways and become a person that will walk wholly with you so they can see you answer their prayers and do great and mighty things in the kingdom of God. Now, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. This week we're continuing to talk about what's required to walk under the anointing of God for His power to flow through your life in an everyday walk with God. For many years of my life, I didn't even know such a thing was available. When I began to read this book in great detail and realized this book is an owner's manual, it's written by the Creator to the created being to tell us who we are, what we can do, and how to live. Everything about us is in this book. There's nothing, absolutely nothing left out. You can study this book all of your life and never master this book. It is such an awesome book. But it is written by God. Man actually penned it down, but he penned it down as he was moved upon by the Holy Ghost, the Word of God says. So until this book is revealed to you, you cannot understand it. But once you become a born-again Christian and you start walking with God and start reading this book, he will reveal himself to you in this mighty book. Now, some more of the things that's required to walk in this magnificent anointing is in 2 Timothy. Let's see here, where was that? We were in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. It says, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." Now, a lot of people today are not dying. They're not dead with Christ. They're alive to themselves. Instead of living with Christ, they're living in the world. So by living in the world and enjoying the things of the world on a day-by-day basis, you will not get to see God do a whole lot of things. And if you're living there, then you probably won't have to worry about suffering much for Jesus either. But if you meet the criteria of verse 11, where if you be dead with him, then you shall also live with him, then it says, if we suffer, well, let me tell you, you will suffer if you do that, because the enemy, which is Satan and his hosts, they will come against you. I guarantee they will come against you, but the consequences, or the rewards, I should say, for that is awesome. In verse 12, it says, if we suffer with Christ, we shall also reign with him. Reign with him, R-E-I-G-N. You know what it means to reign with someone? It means to have dominion and power and authority and to be one with him. In other words, everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you and me if you are an obedient son of God. All the promises of God are yes and amen to those that are in Christ, that are walking obedience to the Word. I mean, you can ask the Lord for anything and he will do it. All you got to do is believe and stand on his Word. Some things he does immediately. Some things takes a little longer. But if you learn to confess the Word, confess the Word. Now then, right here I might tell you that I've learned that the power of my confession is the most powerful thing that I've ever learned. I first started out and made a 90-minute tape on the tongue, the power of your confession. And over the years, as I studied it more, I finally increased it to make a second tape. Then whenever we converted them to CD, I had two full CDs and 20 minutes on another one. So I went back and with the other studying and notes that I'd made over the years, I filled up that extra 50 minutes or 60, another hour, whatever it was. So I now have three 80-minute CDs that are talking about the power of your tongue. And if you would like to have those, all you got to do at the end of this, we'll give you a phone number. or a website location, you can call our ministry or go to our website, and we will send you these things free and postpaid. But all of our teachings are free and postpaid. Anything you want, we've got dozens and dozens of teachings that'll help you in your walk with God. But back to how do we walk with the Lord. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. But if we deny Him, He also will deny us. And a lot of people deny Christ on a day-by-day basis. They don't realize the importance of standing your ground for the Word of God. And if you don't stand your ground with the Word of God, if you back off and you deny Him and you don't stand, well, then He'll deny you too. So before the Father. So you won't get to see God do very many wonderful things. Now let's go on here to another scripture. Okay, when we're talking about reigning here, I'm going to take you to Romans 5:17. I also have a 90-minute teaching on reigning with the Lord. But I want to just make a comment here on Romans 5:17, and I'm going to read it in the King James first, then I'm going to read it in the Living Bible just to give you a comparison. It says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one." Now, that's talking about Adam, when Adam sinned back there many thousand years ago at the beginning. But it says, "If by one man's offense death reigned," it says, "now much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Now, those of us that will read the Word of God and study it in great detail, we are the ones that receive the abundance of grace. That's the grace that God poured out upon us. We're not worthy of that, but He gave it to us. Praise God. And then of the gift of righteousness. Now, that's Jesus. The gift of righteousness, He gives us that. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He said, "To those of us that will receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, and shall know, of course, that we are or have been made the righteousness of God in Christ by what Jesus did on the cross," He says, "we shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Now, reign, I mean, that's not in the millennium, that's right now. You can reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So, let me tell you, if you're not reigning in life right now, you're not enjoying life to the full, if you're living a depressed, beat-up life by the devil, and you go around sick and diseased and all kinds of things, you need to get a hold of who you are in Christ and learn how to overcome this devil and kick him out. And when you learn these things, it took me 45 years of my life to learn them. But praise the Lord, after I got a hold of it, then the last 20-plus years, praise the Lord, I have learned how to reign in life, and I have had a wonderful life the last 20-plus years of my life. But until I was 45, I didn't know these things. But praise the Lord, I've learned them now. And I'm learning how to walk in a position of reigning with the Lord, seeing Him answer my prayers, and seeing Him do mighty, wonderful things for me. Wow, what an awesome place to live, to learn how to reign in life by one Jesus Christ. But that's available to every born-again Christian. And like I say, I've got a full 90-minute teaching on how to reign. If you will just call us, we'll give you that tape, and it's a wonderful teaching on how to reign. But the Lord promised it to us right here in Romans 5:17. Praise the Lord. Now then, I'm going to take you to a set of scriptures that'll show you what you must refuse if you're going to walk with God and walk in this anointing. Now, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to learn these things. But let me just give you some idea of some of the things you're going to have to give up if you want to see God answer your prayers in a mighty way and do great and wonderful things. Now, we're going to go to Luke chapter 4 and start at verse 1. And it says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil." So see, that devil's there with him. He's tempting him every day. "And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered." So, as he was 40 days in the wilderness, he was tempted of the devil every day. And verse 3 says, "And the devil said unto him." Now, the devil talks. Now, let me tell you, if you don't believe that devil won't talk to you, you just need to get out there and start doing something for Jesus. you'll see, you'll start hearing him talk to you. I've heard the devil talk to me 3 times in my life. Heard him talk to me. I mean, he is a wicked beast, and he will do everything he can to deceive you. But he puts thoughts in your minds on a regular basis. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Now, let me tell you, there's that word, if. And he will throw that at you every time you start to do something. He'll throw that if. Well, let me tell you, as a son of God, you got to get past what the devil puts out there, and you got to believe what the word says. Here he is definitely the Son of God, but the devil's trying to get him to doubt. He says, if you be the Son of God, then command these stones that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written. Now, that's the most important thing you can lock into. It is written. Because the word of God, the angels hearken to the written word of God. The devil hearkens to the written word of God. And if you don't have the word of God hidden in your heart, you're not going to see God give you very many answers to your prayers either. But when you start quoting the word to the Lord, then you will see him do great and mighty things. It says, it is written that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So that's what you and I are supposed to live by, the word of God. Not one or two chapters out of the book of the Bible, the whole book. It says, and the devil, verse 5 in Luke 4 says, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, how he did, that's beyond me. But the Bible says he did. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for they are delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If you therefore will worship me, all of this shall be yours. Now, that right there is where the devil gets most men and women today. Used to, he worked on the men more than he did the women. But men, you know, he'd take us up and he'd show us the glitter and the power and the things about how to be a big operator or something. And you could get out of church. I mean, a man could spend his whole lifetime working hard, doing something, and not be in church, and then get taken out right at the end. Time he gets 50, 60 years old, die with something, and die and go to hell. And everything he worked for didn't do him a bit of good. Well, these are some of the things you're going to have to give up, just like Jesus did. He was offered all this power and authority, but Jesus told the devil, whenever the devil told him, all this power and all this glory is given to me, and I'll give it to you if you will just bow down and worship me. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, when you get a hold of that, you'll stop serving the devil, and you'll start walking in obedience to the word of God. And when you walk in obedience to the word of God, you won't have to worry about God answering your prayers. When you give up the worldly things and start living in the word, he will answer your prayer. If you would like to have some of our teaching, you can give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order audio video tapes free. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is Lord.